Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, February 23rd, Pope Francis has a peaceful ninth night in the hospital. He encourages deacons in joy and in love. And the Pope decries the anniversary of the full-scale war in Ukraine as a shameful and painful occasion for all of humanity. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. Turning to Pope Francis, Pope Francis had a peaceful ninth night in the hospital, the Holy See Press Office published on Sunday morning. As it issued its latest note to journalists, as the Holy Father is being treated for double pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Again this morning, the Pope used nasal cannulas for the administration of high-flow oxygen. Other clinical exams are underway, and the medical bulletin Sunday evening is expected to shed light on the results, which should be not before 7 p.m. local time. Saturday night, the press office issued the following evening health update on the Holy Father. The Saturday night bulletin had said the condition of the Holy Father continues to be critical. Therefore, as explained yesterday during the press conference at Rome's Gemelli Hospital with the doctors, the Pope is not out of danger. This morning, the Pope experienced an asthma-like respiratory crisis of prolonged intensity, which required the administration of high-flow oxygen on Saturday morning. Saturday's blood tests that night revealed thrombocytopenia associated with anemia, which required the administration of blood transfusions. The Saturday night statement had noted that the Holy Father remains alert and spent the day in an armchair, although he is more fatigued than the day before, and at the moment the prognosis remained guarded. While in Gemelli Hospital, Pope Francis, as he had done last Sunday, asked the Holy See Press Office to publish and distribute his Angelus address. In it, the Holy Father remembered the imminent anniversary of the war, three-year war in Ukraine since the full-scale Russian invasion. He also remembered the Jubilee of Deacons in the Vatican and expressed his gratitude to the doctors and healthcare workers caring for him and for patients throughout the hospital, and the Holy Father thanked all the faithful for their prayers and well wishes. Linda Bordoni reports.
Tomorrow, Pope Francis recalled, marks the third anniversary of the full-scale war against Ukraine, a painful and shameful anniversary for all of humanity. The Pope's words came during the Angelus address on the eve of the three-year anniversary of the full-scale Russian invasion in Ukraine. In his remarks that were published by the Holy See Press Office as he is being treated for double pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, the Holy Father remembered the martyred Ukraine. As I renew my solidarity with the martyred Ukrainian people, he said, I invite you to remember the victims of all armed conflicts and to pray for the gift of peace in Palestine, Israel, and throughout the Middle East, in Myanmar, in Kivu, and in Sudan. And turning to his own situation, he also expressed his gratitude for all those who have been praying for him. In these days, he said, I have received many messages of affection. I have been particularly moved by the letters and drawings from children. Thank you for this closeness and for the comforting prayers I have received from all over the world, the Pope added, before entrusting everyone to the intercession of Mary, and, as he always does, asking for prayers. In the Angelus address, Pope Francis also recalled the Jubilee of Deacons underway in the Vatican. He noted that this morning Mass in St. Peter's Basilica included the ordination of several deacons. To his dear brothers in the diaconate, he said, I urge you to continue with joy your apostolate, and as today's gospel suggests, to be a sign of a love that embraces all, that transforms evil into good, and generates a fraternal world. The Holy Father thanked the deacons for dedicating themselves to the proclamation of the word and to the service of charity, and for carrying out their ministry in the church with words and deeds and bringing God's love and mercy to all. In this spirit, the Pope urged them, do not be afraid to risk love. I'm Linda Bordoni.
And now turning to the Jubilee, celebrating this morning's Mass for the Jubilee of Deacons was Archbishop Rino Fisichella, who read Pope Francis's homily. The pro-prefect of the Dicastery for Evangelization also asked prayers for the Holy Father and his recovery. Lisa Zingarini reports.
In the homily, Pope Francis focused his reflection on the theme of gratuity, which he said is particularly relevant to the diaconate, but is also vital for all Christians in their journey of faith. Drawing from today's readings, he highlighted three declinations of gratuity, the first of which is forgiveness, summarized by Jesus' command to love our enemies. With this call, the Pope explained, Jesus reminds us that we need to be able to forgive and to ask forgiveness to rebuild relationships, because a world that feels nothing but hatred towards its adversaries is a world without hope and without a future, doomed to endless war, divisions and vendettas. Forgiveness is therefore an essential part of the Christian vocation and of the deacon's ministry in particular. The Pope then mentioned selfless service, emphasizing Jesus' words, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. He encouraged deacons to serve joyfully and with humility, without seeking recognition, thus heeding the example of Jesus, who teaches us that greatness comes through serving others. Through your cooperation and generosity, the Pope observed, you will be a bridge linking the altar to the street and the Eucharist to people's daily lives. The third aspect of gratuity Pope Francis highlighted was communion, which is nurtured by giving freely without expecting anything in return. Communion, he said, is built by extending their mission and embracing the poor, the treasures of the Church. Deacons express communion by making others feel valued and included, not just with words, but through their actions, the Pope said. Concluding, Pope Francis turned to those preparing for priesthood, inviting them to consider their priestly ordination not as a promotion to a higher status, but rather as a descent into humility and service. I am Lisa Zingarini.
Before, we heard Pope Francis's latest appeal for the martyred Ukraine. Ahead of the third anniversary of the full-scale war, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday that Russia launched more than 200 drones in an overnight attack, marking the latest bloodshed in Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II. Stephen Boss reports.
It has been another night of suffering for many people in Ukraine. Here in the capital, Kiev, residents have been awakened by the sound of drones and explosions. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the multi-wave Russian drone attacks on the capital damaged several residential houses and cars. Although there were no immediate reports of casualties here, at least one civilian reportedly died in the Grivny Ry area. The latest attacks came as the armed conflict approaches its third anniversary on Monday. Both sides maintain that they do not target civilians, but observers say many cities and towns have been devastated by a war that is believed to have killed and injured more than 1 million people. Ukraine's embattled President Volodymyr Zelensky said the latest drone attack, the largest of the war, was Russia's aerial terror attempt, and called for unity among Ukraine's allies. He added on social media that on the eve of the third anniversary of the full-scale war, Russia launched the largest attack since Iranian drones began striking Ukrainian cities and villages. The full-scale war began on February 24, 2022, when Russia launched its massive invasion of Ukraine. I have taken the decision to carry out a special military operation, Russian President Vladimir Putin told his nation. That's why, after months of tensions, air raid sirens wailed even in the capital, Kiev. Millions were shocked, and many, mostly women and children, prepared to leave the war-torn nation. And with more than 1 million people reported killed and injured, many wonder now when Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II will end. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
Meanwhile, early last week, the Vatican's Dicastery for Culture and Education brought together a group of 40 experts from around the world who direct Catholic cultural centers focusing on the arts, humanities, and social science. The meeting took place as part of the recent Jubilee of Artists and the World of Culture, focusing on how to be artisans of hope in the world of culture. The importance of sharing faith through culture was underscored by Claudio Mario Batti, director of the Australian Catholic University, when he spoke to Thaddeus Jones. Let's listen.
First of all, I think we need to reflect on what is happening in our world. I don't think we have all the elements to understand the world in which we are living at its full. I am the director of a campus here, and I meet 2,000 students every year. They're young people, and I find that this problem of culture is a problem that hits hard on young generation. It all takes away from this young generation the ability to react to the world in the sense that it takes away the weapons that they could have in order to face the difficulties of the world. It leaves them scared because they have no history. They have no past. And of course, people who have no past cannot have future. I think that this is something that we need to understand. As Catholics, we need to understand that we need to rebuild culture that knows where we are coming from, but at the same time has no fear to where we are going. And this is, I think, crucial in today's understanding of our faith.
And lastly, in terms of being artisans of hope, that was the theme. It's obviously the theme of the Jubilee as well, hope. Do you see hope in this area of trying to keep culture alive apart from promote it, strengthen it, and rebuild it?
The real problem today is that we may be tempted to become pessimists. In front of the difficulties we are facing as Catholics, but as ordinary people as well, but think about it as a person within the Catholic Church, we see so much happening and so difficult to understand, so tragic. Think about wars. Think about the growth of poverty. Think about the growth of injustice and conflicts of all kinds. I think that we have the temptation of becoming pessimists. But pessimism becomes atheism, because we, at the end, we end up thinking that nothing can be done. I think that the Jubilee of Hope is a moment in which we are told that pessimism and that nothing is forever, and that pessimism is not a good counsel. And we are told that hope does not disappoint. And this is the main message of this Jubilee. And let's begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Would you like to add anything?
The world needs the creators of culture. I think that any one of us can be a creator of culture. I think that we need to try to understand what creation of culture means. It does not mean that we all have to be artists or painters or whatever, but we need to recreate a culture of the we. I think that this is the most important thing that this Jubilee tells us, that the church is a we, and it's not agglomeration of many eyes. So I think that this is the main message that the Pope sends. We need to go back and to rebuild the we after having drowned in a world of I. So I think that this is the main issue that we are facing today.
That was Claudio Mario Batti, head of the Australian Catholic University Rome campus, speaking there to Thaddeus Jones. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And certainly do not miss our latest updates as well on our social platforms of X, Instagram, and Facebook. Many thanks go to our sound engineer in the studio. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.